and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can they find you swaining and banging?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
Well, we've been hearing a lot of rumors about it, but he's officially a Houston Astro. Michael Brantley finally signs his deal today. It's all official, and the Astros made a trade over the weekend, and James Click says that he is done. Is that true? We will see. There's so much for us to talk about on this Locked On Astros podcast. You can get Locked On Astros on Podcast App Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device played podcast, Locked On Astros. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code Locked On, and you'll get $10 off your first order. All right, so I guess we got to talk a little bit about the big news over the weekend, and that was that Cionel Pérez is no longer a Houston Astros pitcher. And why did he need to be traded, Brett?
Well, they needed to open up a roster spot for Michael Brantley. So Cionel Pérez basically was traded to the Reds for catcher
Luke Berryhill,
thank you. And apparently he's also a country singer, so that's kind of cool, I guess. Move over Jake Marisnik. There's a new guy in town that the girls will attach themselves to. His dude's got a pretty good voice. If he doesn't make it in the majors, he definitely could be a country star.
Oh, but I thought you were being sarcastic there, and with his name,
no.
Sounds like a country name.
No, that is he's a legit. I listened to a song he was singing. It was on Twitter somewhere, and I was like, oh, this dude's actually pretty good. So who knows? Maybe he'll pay dividends. Maybe we can have him. And then I won't go there. All right. So, anyways, it opens up a spot for Michael Brantley, and Michael Brantley coming back to the Astros, I think, is huge. There are some people out there that have said, it's too much. We paid too much for him, but I just don't see with losing Springer how that could be really a part of the conversation, because you need his veteran presence in this lineup.
For those of y'all that don't know, you do have to take somebody off the 40-man roster before you can add him, and you can't like just say, oh, well, we're going to wait till spring training and then go and add that somebody on the IL. You have to get the players added immediately. That's the whole process of putting people on waivers and stuff like that. They have to be on a roster if they're on your team. Speaking of Michael Brantley, he admitted today that he was close to a deal with Toronto before actually signed with the Astros. He said, everything worked out to be where I wanted to be. And he said he had some unfinished business to do in Houston. Remember, he went to the World Series with the Astros in 2019. 2020, they were a few outs away from going to the World Series or something like that. So Michael Brantley wants to come back. He wants to be that veteran leader. He wants to be that guy out there. Remember the whole miscommunication between people saying, oh yeah, he's a Blue Jays. Well, a lot of the Astros players actually reached out to Michael Brantley that day and said, sent a whole bunch of goodbye text. And then later on, they said, we're glad to have you back. So it was kind of a mixed up and day here. But the reporters asked James Click if the whole fake news about him going to Blue Jays kind of got Click saying, okay, wow, we need to go ahead and sign this guy. And that's what actually happened. He said, I don't know if there's any substitute for the feeling something might be going away to really make you focus and on how much you value something. In other words, he said, oh, crap, Michael Brantley's gone. And then he called Michael Brantley probably and said, hey, Michael, are you really signing with Blue Jays, or what can we do to get you back to Houston? Overall, you're still pumped about this deal, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is a huge signing. This lineup will have a consistent veteran presence. We'll have a 300-plus hitter in the lineup who hits for contact. He'll hit power every once in a while. He'll get on base. He'll move guys over with runners in scoring position. He's excellent. He's a left-hander. He's your consummate professional. If George Springer can feed off of him and learn from him, other guys can as well. I think having him around guys like Yordan Alvarez, having him around, I mean, even if it looks like Miles Straw is going to be, you know, out there patrolling center field, why not have someone like Michael Brantley on this team to mentor someone like that, a young player that a lot of people aren't giving a chance? So I think his value is deeper than being a 300 hitter in the lineup. I think his value is seen in the clubhouse and in being a veteran presence, because although Verlander will kind of be there, he's not there as being a player. So you don't want to put that on your pitching staff. You want them to concentrate on that. So you want to have hitters in that lineup. So I really love the fact that Michael Brantley and that we reported that Michael Berry reported that he wasn't selling his home, knowing that Locked On Astros knew that he was staying, right?
That was it. That was totally it. You totally got it there. James Click also came out, I believe this was on Friday, and said that, "I don't think that I can pinpoint a single area on our roster that we will need to be particularly aggressive about shoring up. We have other conversations with players that are still out there as well with other teams. And sometimes we can always address one area and then backfill with another move and then try to recreate it in that way. So there's innumerable options out there for us to chase down. And that's what keeps us busy. And that's what we'll be working on." In other words, they're going to kind of go away from being aggressive to just monitoring the market, seeing what's out there. And the thing that you're not going to like, Brett, is the fact that this is what you had to say about the closing position. And by the way, we saw Brad Hand sign with the, the Nationals.
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. The Nationals
with the $10.5 million deal.
That's right. I remember.
Hand's gone. So you're left with Rosenthal, maybe a few others, Alex Colome. So there's some people out there, but this is what Click had to say. He said, if we go into season with somebody who doesn't have a significant amount of experience closing ninth inning, we still feel confident about the arms we have in a bullpen and the arms being able to step up in their role. Do you agree with that?
I believe we do. I hope it's not Ryan Pressly. I mean, is Ryan Pressly going to go out there and give it his all? Yes. Is Ryan Pressly going to do his best? Yes, but Ryan Pressly's a better setup guy. You put the guys where they fit best. Paredes, Blake Taylor, you know, all those guys. Stanek, who knows? I mean, Stanek may end up being the closer with the hardest he throws. Why the heck not? So I think they're fine. It's not ideal, but it's not desperate or dire in my mind.
I do agree that the Astros need to be aggressive on one front. They need to be aggressive with Carlos Correa. But we'll talk about that in a second. But before we do that, we got the big game coming up in the NFL. I know it's going to be the Tampa Bay team versus the Kansas City team.
Okay, Eric.
So let's go. If I wanted to bet on that game, where would I go?
You go to betonline.ag. Okay, so we're talking about the Super Bowl. We can say it. There's no licensing issues. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady, versus the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. I know Patrick Mahomes was like 9 or 10 years old when Brady was 24, like in the league. And so this is like basically the old guard versus the new guard, the guy going for back-to-back titles versus Tom Brady trying to go out on a winning note. So go to betonline.ag. You can get prop bets. You can do quarters. You can do halves. And hey, you can do like I did. You can bet on the quarter. This last week, I won 2 bets. I went with their pros, and I bet the Kansas City Chiefs at -6 in the first quarter, and the Bills and Kansas City point total at the end of the first quarter to be 10 or less, and I won both bets. It was phenomenal. So I'm rocking it. Go to betonline.ag and type the code Locked On. You'll get 50% welcome bonus like I did, and you won't go wrong. It is the best place, and it is your betting online sports network.
All right. So when you're betting while you're watching a game, you're probably nervous. You're probably going to get hungry. Where would be a good place to go?
Well, you can grab a Built Bar, especially if you're one of the healthy, conscious guys and girls out there that's trying to lose or maintain your weight. Get a Built Bar. Why? Because they've got great flavors, A. B, because it's wrapped in 100% chocolate and C, it's not a protein bar. It's a candy bar and it's healthy for you. That's right. It's low calorie, high fiber, high protein, great for the keto diet. Let's go with the coconut almond flavor, 18 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar and 5 grams of net carbs. You get a free cooler with your purchase while supplies last. Go to builtbar.com and use a promo code locked on and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code locked on for 20% off at builtbar.com.
All righty. So there's some breaking news out there. Apparently it was broken by Apollo, but Chandler Rome just confirmed it. Former Klein Collins standout CJ Hinojosa has just signed with the Astros on a minor league deal. This is a Astros 2012 draft pick. So this is somebody who's could be a good thing, but he's also somebody who's been kind of around the block a little bit in the minor league. So we'll have to kind of investigate that a little bit more. But the thing I wanted to kind of talk about right now is what's going on with Carlos Correa. I know there's been a lot of talk about, okay, well, how can you structure a deal where you don't go over the luxury tax threshold this year? And we're already getting close to it. And that was before signing Michael Brantley. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's going to be evenly distributed, but you have to wonder if they did any type of roster manipulation. But Carlos Correa has very publicly come out and said he wants to be Astros player long term. I know that James Click was there when the Astros signed Michael Brantley today. And he said that Carlos Correa has personally expressed to him that he liked being Astro for life. Click said earlier this month that the two sides had extension talks and expect those to continue. We're obviously very open to it. And he said, I can't really give you too many details, but that means to me that they are actually working on something right now. Maybe they avoid the whole arbitration process and just kind of work in the everything and everybody's happy. Carlos Correa stays for life. So I think that James Click, you may not be aggressive the rest of the offseason, but you got to go get Carlos Correa long term.
Yeah, you need to go ahead and lock him up. I really feel like it's the right move for the Houston Astros. If they keep Springer, I don't think it's as dire just because, you know, Springer would be here till the end of his career. But I think you've got to. And he even mentioned, hey, this guy's the leader. He has shown us that he is one of the best shortstops in the game, if not the best. And so I'm wondering, and we had a guy at Astros Locker asking, like, how much do you think he would get? And do you think like a 7-year, $140 million deal would be where they start? Do you think because he's 26, Eric, he gets more than 5 years? Do you think he wants to lock up a super long-term deal? And what would you say the percentage of them locking him up are?
I say they're pretty good. 7 years, $140 million. I don't see it. That's close, but I think it's, I could see a 7 years, 150, 206, maybe 155. I just think that Carlos Correa is, even though he's had been in very injury prone, he's been very, but he is still a elite shortstop. And he came back out last year. If he can stay healthy this year, he can demand so much on the free agent market. But the problem is he's coming up with so many different shortstop free agents. It's a bad year to be a free agent for him. I think Carlos Correa realizes that, and the Astros realize that too. So that's why they're trying to make this work. They're not going to worry about the arbitration. At the end of the day, that's not going to matter. What they can throw in something here and throw it at the back end of the contract. So I can see a long-term deal with Carlos Correa. This will be the first time during the Jim Crane era that they gave a contract longer than 4 years. The first year, the first thing was not extension wise. I think Altuve, I forgot how many years they extended him for, but
it's like 5 or 6. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we're talking about a I guess it'll be the same situation. So we'll have to see. 4 years is not going to do it. 5 years is not going to do it. It's going to take a 6 or 7 year deal to get this to work. So we'll see how serious everybody is about this, how serious Carlos Correa wants to stay, how serious James Click wants him to stay. And we'll have to see if cooler heads can prevail.
And one of the things, you know, who's going to be cheering for him to get a big deal are the other shortstops, because if he signs a big deal, and other guys haven't dealt with injuries like he's dealt with, and they're around the same age, i.e. Francisco Lindor, then that's going to drive their market value up. So you can bet the other GMs are talking a click saying, hey, don't sign him too high, you know, because he's going to set the market. He's going to set the tone. And if he gets a massive deal with the injuries that he's had, it's going to send, I think, reverberations throughout the league. But I think it's a disadvantage for Correa to wait until the offseason. I think it's, like you said, to his advantage to go ahead and sign now, sign ASAP.
All righty. So Astros fans are probably all excited about what Pedro Leon can bring to the Houston Astros. And we're going to have a resident expert kind of talk about that in our next podcast. Also, we're going to have to be looking at what's going on with Major League Baseball. Is spring training going to be delayed in the Cactus League? And if it's delayed in Cactus League, does that mean it's going to be delayed in the Grapefruit League? So we'll have to see. There's so much for us to talk about on Locked On Astros that we're probably going to do a show every day this week. But for now, why don't I talk to you about Locked On Today? Get more of the sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts the Locked On Today podcast, daily podcast, breaking down the biggest stories with analysts from our local experts. Start your day with the sports news you need to know in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get podcasts, and also go and subscribe to the Locked On Astros podcast. We will bring it every day, all off season for you, our fans and the Astros fans, and we will talk to you tomorrow.